Wilford, WILFORD, Dixon, DIXON, 326-3. Today's 2/19/25. It's a 61-year-old gentleman being revisited for hospice evaluation today, period. In the paragraph, his previous HMP indicates that he's 61 years old, has a history of HIV, low CD4 count, smoker, he doesn't drink alcohol, he also has a history of hypertension, his blood pressure continues to be elevated, period. In the paragraph, he goes to Legacy Clinic when was to be treated for his HIV. He's in severe pain in his left foot where he had an amputation in the past and suffers from phantom pain, period. His medication list was provided previously. It does not include a blood pressure medication. His blood pressure today was 182/119 in left arm, 171/123 in the other arm with an O2 side of 99%, period. He also is out of Valium and... which he was taking in the past 5 milligram a day, period. He's lost over 10 pounds since December. Since I saw him in December, he appears much weaker, period. Along with his HIV, low CD4 count, he also has peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease, history of myocardial infarction, hypertension, and severe weakness and debility, period. In the paragraph, he's no longer able to ambulate on his own. He has total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. He had stated previously that he did not want to go back and forth to the hospital and wanted to be kept comfortable. His previous hospice provider was fired by the patient because they did not do a good job taking care of him per patient, period. He also has severe anxieties, which he was taking Valium for and no longer has any at this time. He's continuing with his Biktarvy, B-I-K-T-A-R-V-Y, for his HIV, along with other medications that was listed previously, period. Given the new paragraph, given interim changes today, along with his severe weakness, his weight loss, his increased blood pressure, his increased dependency, his overall generalized debility and bowel and bladder incontinency, it's safe to say that he's taken a tremendous change and a turn for worse since 12/4/2024 when he was seen and meets the criteria for end-of-life care, most likely has less than 6 months to live. His MAC was not measured today, but will be done with a nursing evaluation in the next 24 to 48 hours. Thank you.